Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Two long-distance hikers have already made history. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Tom Bonsi reports on what's believed to be the first ever winter traverse of the trail.
Expert outdoorsmen Sean Forey and Justin Lichter arrived safe and sound at the Mexican border on Sunday, 4.5 months after starting down the Pacific Crest Trail from the Canadian border. Lichter says the duo made the rarely attempted, never before achieved wintertime traverse to test themselves and inspire others.
I think part of the intention of the trip was to show people that the winter can still be an accessible time of year to get outside and is really beautiful.
Lichter and his hiking buddy were lashed by rain as they started their 2,650-mile journey last October. The rain turned to snow as they crossed Washington State and Oregon on boots and snowshoes. The frostbitten adventurers switched to backcountry skis to get through the High Sierras. Then it was back to boots, where the Pacific Crest Trail finishes in the desert. Unlike the American East, the West Coast has had an unusually warm winter. Speaking via Skype from San Diego, Forey and Lichter said the thin snowpack made their trek safer but more challenging.
In some regards, the lack of snow was a blessing. The avalanche danger was a little low, or a lot lower.
But without a consistent snowpack, we were skiing through more hazards and more rock bands and more variable conditions.
The two adventurers say they traveled for weeks at a time without seeing another person on the trail. Their lonely experience stands in contrast to the surge in trail traffic expected this spring and summer. In fact, the U.S. Forest Service anticipates the Pacific Crest Trail will be so popular this year, it modified the permit system to regulate start dates and spread long-distance hikers out. The Appalachian Trail Conservancy anticipates similar increased pressure. It recently launched a voluntary registration system for thru-hikers. The Conservancy is mindful that Hollywood has another hiking movie on the way. A Walk in the Woods takes place on the Appalachian Trail. It stars Robert Redford and Nick Nolte. For Here and Now, I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia, Washington.